today were reporting the launch of a joint military operation by France and Burkina Faso, a West African country suffering from nearly daily terror attacks. Well, on the very day of that launch, an armed group attacked a convoy transporting local employees of the Canadian mining company Samafo. 37 people were killed and dozens more wounded in what's being described as the deadliest attack in nearly 5 years of jihadist violence in Burkina Faso. Well, we can speak now to Henry Wilkins, who's in the capital, Ouagadougou. He's a journalist there. Welcome to the program, Henry. What's the latest? What do we know about the attack?
Yeah, so the attack happened yesterday morning. The details have taken quite a long time to come through. It happened around 40 kilometres from a gold mine in Boungou. It was a convoy of civilian buses being escorted by the military. As I understand it, both military and civilians are among the dead. Now, the government have given an official death toll of 37 civilians, with over 60 wounded. Now, that doesn't include security forces as well, but sources are actually telling me that the number could be much more like 47. I'm told there are still people unaccounted for this. If the death toll does rise much further, this will certainly be the largest attack in Burkina Faso this year.
Tell us about this Canadian company, because it's said to be the third deadliest attack on it, on its staff, in the past 15 months.
Yes, so the civilians who have died in this particular incident are said to all be employees of the company Semafo, a Canadian gold mining company. Now, Semafo have had some problems over the last 18 months with other deadly attacks, even on the same mine in Boungou. Apparently they beefed up security earlier this year. Expat employees are now transported to the mines from the capital Ouagadougou by helicopter. Local staff, on the other hand, are transported by bus. So it's almost certain that these employees were local employees.
Right. Now, the military has struggled to contain the violence in this area. You see the coming together of France and Burkina Faso. What sort of message do you think this is sending to what is hoped to be a stronger military operation in this area from these jihadist groups?
Well, I mean, I think the message seems to be keep out. This is not the first time that there's been an attack on a Western mining company here in Burkina Faso. In fact, it definitely seems to be a theme which is developing in the country. No group that's acting in Burkina Faso has actually claimed this attack yet, but many of the attacks in Burkina Faso do go unclaimed. But when they are attributed, it's usually to jihadist groups including Ansarul Islam and the Islamic State in the Greater Sahel.
What's been the reaction, Henry, from people? Because as you said, that it's very likely that the people that were involved, the people that were largely involved, were local people. So how are citizens of Burkina Faso reacting to this?
Well, I think there's obviously a sense of shock. The reaction has been quite slow, partly because when the attack initially happened yesterday morning, the report of the number of dead was much lower than is now being reported. So it's taken a while for people to realise the proportion of this particular incident. Yes, certainly one of shock, and this does seem to be a larger attack than the one which happened here in 2016 at the Splendid Hotel in the centre of Ouagadougou. So for that reason, you know, I think a lot of people are perhaps see this something like this as having been inevitable. But then also, I think there are many Burkinabes are beginning to lose trust in the ability of the government and the army to contain this conflict.
Thank you very much. That's journalist Henry Wilkins speaking to us from the capital, Ouagadougou.
News day from the BBC World Service, Carly Sharp and Claire McDonald with you. Thank you for joining us. Now, we heard yesterday about the 77